Welcome, everybody, and happy Monday afternoon to each and every one of you. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Really excited this afternoon. At the bottom of this hour, I'll be joined by current alderperson Jocasta Zamarripa. She has just announced late last week that she will be running for Secretary of State, a position that will be left unoccupied since Sarah Godelewski is now running for lieutenant governor. She is the Democrat that currently holds that role. And of course, the Secretary of State jobs used to be sleepy little affairs that basically not a lot of people paid attention to. But in the age of election denialism, since Trump started peddling the big lie in 2020, those jobs have much more attention than they ever did. So we'll be talking with the alderwoman at the bottom of this half hour. But to start off this Monday afternoon, we've got some news to cover. Over the weekend, let's begin internationally. Russia launched its largest air attack of the war to date on Ukraine overnight from this past Saturday into Sunday morning. They set the main government building on fire in central Kyiv and killed at least four people, according to Ukrainian officials on Sunday. Those deaths included one infant. President Volodymyr Zelensky said that the drone and missile barrage, again, causing damage across the north, south, and east of the country, including cities like Zaporizhia, Kryvyi Rih, and Odessa, as well as the Sumy and Chernihiv regions. He said this, quote, "Such killings now, when real diplomacy could have already begun long ago, are a deliberate crime and prolongation of the war," end quote. Again, just a reminder, President Trump said that he would have that conflict resolved in a day or two after taking office. Doesn't seem like that's working at all. Also recall, of course, Donald Trump literally rolled out the red carpet in Alaska just a few weeks ago for President Putin. Didn't quite do the same for President Zelensky, so watch this space, more to come. In other international news, the U.S. State Department has imposed sanctions on three Palestinian human rights aid groups that had previously asked the International Criminal Court to investigate and arrest Israeli leaders over accusations of war crimes in Gaza. You'll recall that late last year in November, the ICC issued arrest warrants for Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, former Defense Minister Yoav Gallant, and a now deceased Hamas official. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said on Thursday that the U.S. will sanction three NGOs, in particular Al-Haq, Al-Mezan Center for Human Rights, and the Palestinian Center for Human Rights, for engaging in what he called the ICC's illegitimate targeting of Israel. At some point in time on this program, we'll do a long dive into the history of the International Criminal Court, a court whose jurisdiction the United States refuses to this day to acknowledge, despite the fact that the U.S. really led the groundwork internationally for what eventually led into the International Criminal Court, specifically related to prosecutions of war crimes in the former Yugoslavia and other conflicts coming out of the 90s. So that'll be worthy of a deeper dive when we've got some more time. But again, watch this space. Pretty extraordinary. And on Monday, turning now nationally, the Supreme Court has lifted a federal judge's order prohibiting government agents from making indiscriminate immigration-related stops in the LA area that challengers called blatant racial profiling. The court's brief unsigned order gave no reasons. And it will not be the last word in the case, as this is coming up again from the shadow docket. The case is pending on its substance in a federal appeals court and again may reach the Supreme Court. The court's three liberal justices dissented, saying this is by Justice Sonia Sotomayor, quote, "We should not have to live in a country where the government can seize anyone who looks Latino, speaks Spanish, and appears to work a low-wage job. Rather than stand idly by while our constitutional freedoms are lost, I dissent." Justice Sotomayor was joined by Justices Kagan and Jackson. The majority's failure to explain the ruling is leaving some doubt, even amongst legal scholars, as to whether or not the reasoning applies nationwide or is only limited to Los Angeles, where the administration has said that the problems flowing from illegal immigration are especially pronounced. Mayor Karen Bass, in response, mayor of Los Angeles, said she expected the ruling to have sweeping consequences. Quote, "I want the entire nation to hear me when I say this isn't just an attack on the people of LA. This is an attack on every person in every city in this country." And in that same vein, as it relates to Chicago, over the weekend, the White House posted what appeared to be an AI-generated meme riffing on some imagery and the name of the movie Apocalypse Now, with Donald Trump sort of superimposed into Robert Duvall's character, calling it Chicago Apple. It was messed up. Basically, it used the imagery of Apocalypse Now. Again, Donald Trump as the Robert Duvall character promising Chicago Apocalypse. I don't know what the word was. It was a made-up word. And saying in the text of the post, Chicago is about to find out why they call it the War Department. Now, this is much of Donald Trump's typical trolling. But really? You're declaring war on an American city? And you're taking the role of the wackadoodle Robert Duvall character in Apocalypse Now? Yikes. At minimum, cringy. Huh. Over the weekend, the surge that Donald Trump had been promising in Chicago has yet to materially take place, at least according to local and state officials. Just a handful of arrests there on Sunday by federal agents, an advocacy group reported Monday. This takes us to Washington, D.C., where Donald Trump, in a bizarre series of comments at the Museum of the Bible in Washington, D.C., claimed that there is zero crime in Washington, D.C., and that made some reference to the fact that men beating up their wives really isn't crime. It was weird. Take a listen, everybody. Cut 12.
There's no crime. They said crime's down 87%. I said, no, no, no. It's more than 87%. Virtually nothing. And much lesser things that take place in the home, they call crime. You know, they'll do anything they can to find something. If a man has a little fight with the wife, they say this was a crime, see? So now I can't claim 100%.
I'm sorry. What? I don't know. I think millions of battered women who've gotten their butts kicked by their husband would consider being beaten, you know, a physical assault, to be very much a crime, no matter where it might occur. And just so you know, on Sunday alone, there was a homicide, 6 motor vehicle thefts, 2 assaults with a deadly weapon, 4 robberies, and more than 30 other thefts, according to Washington, D.C. Metro Police Department statistics. Not a non-zero amount of crime. And let's turn to another one of our fair president's other lies. Do you remember when it came out that there was news that Donald Trump had written a poem for Jeffrey Epstein's birthday as part of this enormous bound birthday book, and that he drew kind of a dirty picture, signed it, his signature was kind of in the approximate pubic regions of the sketch, and he denied it. He said, I don't do drawings. I have no idea how to do it. I don't do any of that. And then promised and then sued Rupert Murdoch because the New York Post and the Wall Street Journal reported this. Remember that? In case you didn't, we have some of the audio of Donald Trump denying that he does drawings. Take a listen.
Yeah. I think I heard you say something the other day, that the drawing that was the subject of the Wall Street Journal report.
I don't do drawings. I'm not a drawing person. I don't do drawings. Sometimes people say, would you draw a building and I'll draw 4 lines and a little roof, you know, for a charity stuff. But I'm not a drawing person. I don't do drawings of women, that I can tell you. They say there's a drawing of a woman, and I don't do drawings of women.
I don't do drawings of women. I don't do drawings, maybe a little building sketch. Well, ooh, it's a little uncomfortable that Now, members of Congress have seen the drawing and the birthday wishes, which I'll read to you in just a moment. Yeah, like the actual document, the original, unredacted. They've seen the birthday book. And if that little audio clip of Donald Trump wasn't enough to trigger recollection, here were his words on July 17th in a Truth Social post. Quote, "The Wall Street Journal printed a fake letter supposedly to Epstein. These are not my words, not the way I talk. Also, I don't draw pictures. I told Rupert Murdoch it was a scam, that he shouldn't print the fake story, but he did, and now I'm going to sue his ass off and that of his third-rate newspaper. Thank you for your attention to this matter." Yes, indeed. Thank you for your attention to this matter. The president lies about crime in Washington, D.C., and he lies about something that it is so easy to prove he was lying about. Republicans and Democrats in the House of Representatives have now seen the actual original letter and drawing. This was all part of a subpoena to the Epstein estate, which holds the birthday book in which Donald Trump's drawing and body poem slash letter to Epstein exists. Again, the estate was the one responding to the correspondence, to the subpoena from the House Oversight Committee, not the DOJ. And it was the estate that has now provided the House Oversight Committee, Republicans and Democrats included, access to not just the birthday book, but other documents. Aides for the Oversight Committee said today that the documents included this redacted version of the so-called birthday book, as well as numerous other documents, including Epstein's will and a non-prosecution agreement between Epstein and the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Florida, as well as thousands of pages of financial records. This is going to be a little hard for the president to explain. So you told the American public that you never wrote such a thing, that it's all a hoax. You then sued Rupert Murdoch and the Wall Street Journal. But now everyone's seen that you're the emperor with no clothes on and that you're the big fat liar. I'm going to give you the exact language of that birthday love letter, that expression of shared secrets, and the body drawing itself when we come back on the other side, as today's breaking news and the news of the weekend are brought to you right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show. News continues on the other side. Don't go anywhere. We will have you fully up to speed in just a few more minutes. So stay put.